Hey, it's Delilah. Thank you for stopping by. I have put together some of my favorite radio moments here to share with you on our daily podcast. I read a little saying the other day that really touched my heart. I read this. It said, loyalty isn't shades of gray. Loyalty, it's black and white. You are either completely loyal to someone or you are not loyal at all. It's true. If you're kind of committed to somebody but kind of not, and you cheat in a relationship or you betray a friend or you respect somebody when they're around but you talk about them like a dog behind their back, you're not loyal. You're either loyal or you're not. Some people only pretend to be loyal when it serves them, when they can get something out of you or out of a relationship. That's not loyal. That's somebody using you. Get away from folks like that. Hello. Hey, it's Delilah. Who's on the phone with me tonight?
Hi, Delilah. Yes, my name is Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
You know, I hear a lot of people, and they have some wonderful stories on your show, and I really like listening to them.
However,
there are sometimes you get the people that are going like, oh, I'm married for 20 years. I got three wonderful children, but this guy from high school got in touch with me with that Facebook, and I'm so confused.
Do you notice that oftentimes there's an edit in the call when I take those calls because I have to edit out me screaming, what are you doing?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing the same thing as I'm listening to it. And my experience is, you know, 30 years in the military, a couple of tours overseas. I call it 50 Shades of Tan. Opportunities have arisen. Don't get me wrong. But my firewall has always been, if someone is willing to cheat with you, they will cheat on you.
Yeah.
So, as rude as it may be, I'd like to dedicate the Eagles' Lion Eyes to all those people that are considering such things.
Well, I have to be honest with you. I cannot stand in judgment of anybody who makes dumb choices, because there was a time in my life when I made some really bad choices.
Of course.
I'm not going to make any excuses. I did things that hurt myself and hurt other people. And I cannot tell you how many times I would, when I was involved in a really stupid situation, I would play that song on my show and then go, oh, ow. Yes, yes, I do have lying eyes.
Until you fix you. You have to fix you first. You know, the person has to fix themselves before moving on.
Yep. So. Let me play that. Thank you for calling, Patrick. Thank you for listening.
Sure. Oh, thank you. Thank you for your show.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Thanks. Bye.
Jerry, this is Delilah. What can I do for you?
Delilah, I'd like to dedicate any song that you choose to my wife of 16 years.
What's her name?
Her name is Donna.
And tell me about your bride.
Well, she was my bride 16 years ago, and we've had the past 5 years been pretty rough. She's had three brain surgeries and an eye surgery, and just really had a rough time. And I just want her to know how much I appreciate her and love her, and I'm just so glad that God has allowed her to be with me for all these years and to be my wife and the mother of our 14-year-old daughter.
Sounds like the last 5 years have not been easy ones to get through.
No, it's been a struggle, but we've stuck together, and we've been there through thick and thin, and we've seen lots of our friends and families as their marriages have suffered, and they've gone their own separate ways, and we're determined to stick this through to the end.
So why are you so committed to this woman?
She's everything to me. She's the only woman I ever dated, the only woman I've ever wanted. She's most beautiful woman I know, and she's such a good mother and a good wife, and just a good person.
That was the right answer, honey. Let me find a song for your beloved.
Thank you very much.
Hi, it's Delilah. Up Faith and Family is the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. It's the only place to stream new seasons of the award-winning series Heartland, with exclusive content you won't see anywhere else. Binge all the seasons, then stream a new episode of season 17 weekly. Let Up Faith and Family be your go-to service for all things uplifting. Start your free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Delilah Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Delilah. This is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you could do me a favor, if you could play a dedication for me, please.
Who's on your heart, honey?
Richard.
Richard boyfriend, Richard buddy friend.
No, he's an ex-boyfriend that I'm trying to work things out with.
And, Richard, you know, ex-boyfriend. Why did Richard, who gave who the boot?
He gave me the boo.
He kicked you to the curb.
Yeah, I messed up. And you know that saying that you never know what you had until you lost it?
What did you do, Melissa, to deserve the boot?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, that means it's one thing.
Yeah.
You did not.
No. He caught me in a lie. You know, I lied to him, and I totally regret it, you know.
Back. Well, here's the thing. If he's worth hanging out with and worth kissing his face and worth spending forever with, then he needs to understand that we all make mistakes.
You are so sweet. Thank you, Delilah.
You just have to promise on your honor you will never do that again.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see what I can do to help out.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Who are you thinking of, Alan?
Well, last February, I met a young lady while working at a hospital. She and I hit it off quite well, actually even became engaged to be married. However, I was not 100% honest with her about some property that I held and a job that I'd had in the past. And as we were getting closer to confirming our engagement, I wanted to go to her and convey to her that I hadn't been completely honest. And when I did, she broke off the engagement like, you would not believe.
Just tell me what you lied about. I got to hear this.
Well, I lied about a job that I had in the military and about a home that I had owned. None of that was true.
So you hadn't been in the military, or you just made it sound like...
I had, but not about the job that I did. And when I told her these two things, she dropped me like a hot rock. I think she was more in love with the image than she was the real person.
Oh, I doubt that. I mean, unless the job you were describing you had was President of the United States, I can't imagine anybody would be impressed with the image.
Well, that's true, too. But, you know, the message that I wanted to convey to her that, and she's never wanted to hear, is that the feelings that I have for her have not stopped. You know, they're still as strong as the first time that I met her. And it's just, there's not been the opportunity to bring any closure to the relationship.
Oh, it sounds to me like there's plenty of closure. It sounds to me like she did a real good job closing that door and kicking you to the curb.
Oh, she did. But I'm sure there'll be another person over the horizon. And when the Lord's ready for me to meet them, he'll bring them along.
Yeah, but you really can't say that because you're still in the throes of the heartache.
That's true, too. And, that, you know, and in that sense, I will probably keep that barrier up for some time until I have worked my way through the end of this relationship and I've gotten my feelings for this young lady out of my heart.
Okay, you said two things there that are not going to happen. Number one, there's no reason you should have barriers because you're the one that created the heartbreak and the...
Exactly, that's true.
And number two, till you get this woman out of your heart, you're not going to get this woman out of your heart if you love her.
That's why I pray every day that the Lord would release that burden from you.
No, you won't ever stop loving her, most likely. But you will learn, you will grow, you will move on, and hopefully you won't make that mistake again.
Oh, of course not.
I so hope you have enjoyed these radio moments as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. I'll share more with you each weekday on Hey, It's Delilah.
Delilah.
Hi, it's Delilah. Up Faith and Family is the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. It's the only place to stream new seasons of the award-winning series Heartland with exclusive content you won't see anywhere else. Binge all the seasons, then stream a new episode of season 17 weekly. Let Up Faith and Family be your go-to service for all things uplifting. Start your free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com.
Does money stress you out? Let Facet flip your financial chaos into clarity.
We feel way more confident and secure in our finances, and with that comes a sense of freedom.
Financial planning from Facet is here to help you improve your life today, tomorrow, and every day after that.
Facet was really the place where we saw all of the tools and the people coming together.
Visit Facet.com, F-A-C-E-T.com to learn more. This ad is sponsored by Facet. Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice. These testimonials are from current Facet members who are not compensated. All opinions are their own and not a guarantee of a similar outcome.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.